Well, it has been a challenging winter for people who like to get out and do things and go places outside, but that's why we go to the Soldotna Library, because they have never have a shortage of activities. I'm talking with Rachel Nash over at the Soldotna Library, and Rachel, you've got some things that you actually have to explain to me, like an ugly bug ball.
Yes, next week on Thursday, February 13th from 4 to 5 p.m., we have our Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Ugly Bug Ball, which is an in-person event. It's designed for ages 5 and up. There will be some bugs present, and we're encouraging everyone to come dressed in costume as their favorite bug.
What about an electronic bug? Are we going to be surveilled?
No, not as such.
What else is going on?
We also have on February 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Speed Puzzling, which is where you have a team of 2 to 4 players, and you try to beat the other teams to put together the same puzzle. So you want to practice your puzzling skills beforehand.
So this is a jigsaw puzzle?
It is, yes. They are jigsaw puzzles. And we are asking folks to let us know you intend on coming. We have room for 6 teams, and make sure you have all of your teammates in mind so you can sign them up as well.
And how big a piece of puzzle do you have to put together?
You know what? I don't know this year, but it's fast enough that you can put it together within less than 30 minutes.
Okay. Or the person with the most pieces together, that becomes the winner?
No, you actually have to complete the entire puzzle. So it's very competitive and the stakes are high.
Okay, what else?
We also have our Handcraft Club. This is for crocheters, knitters, hand sewers, needle felters, whatever you do with your hands for crafting purposes. We're inviting you to come on out. That is on February 21st, 4 to 5:30 p.m. And you don't have to be an expert. You don't even need to know how to do these things. You can come and learn.
Well, this is cabin fever season. The days may be getting a little longer, but not much warmer for the kids to get outside. But you've got a great lot of opportunities to kind of cure that cabin fever, to bring your kids or grandkids or great-grandkids to the library.
We do. And in fact, we are looking forward to summer already. We have a gardening program, From Seed to Success. That's going to be on February 27th from 6 to 7 p.m. It is designed for adult learners, and Trinity Greenhouse is going to be joining us for that program.
Wow. And they've been here for over 50 years.
Yes, indeed. We're very lucky to work with all of our community partners.
Okay. It looks like it's going to be a great new year at the Soldotna Library.
Yes, it will. We're looking forward to it. And we have one more New Year's program. It is our Teen New Year's Rave, which we had to postpone due to weather at the end of the year. We will have black lights. We will have music. There will be candy. We're going to celebrate New Year's with the teens. That is Friday, February 28th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And teens do need to register in advance. They need parent permission.
Now, those are reasons for going to the library over and above the things like studying and learning languages and getting some of the great new books that are being released.
Yes, indeed. And we do always have new books coming out.
Rachel, thank you for having that. Thank you for helping to cure cabin fever at the Soldotna local library. Rachel Nash is our librarian, and I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that puzzling sound of KSRM.